I'm Abigail Beckman with 91.5 KRCC News. It's an international agreement, but President Trump's recent decision to leave the nuclear deal with Iran could be felt in our region for good and for bad. 91.5 KRCC's Ali Budner reports.
Robert Godby directs the Center for Energy Economics and Public Policy at the University of Wyoming.
The impact from this decision is that oil prices are going to be higher than they would have been otherwise. The question is really how much.
Godby says oil prices had already been going up because of increased global demand, but with reimposed sanctions on oil-producing Iran, they'll go up even more. Godby says there could be a silver lining, though, for the Mountain West.
We could see increased production in Colorado, Wyoming, the entire Mountain West region in response to this.
Increased domestic production of oil, however, could heighten shortages of steel, sand, water, and other materials used for extraction. Even labor is in short supply here, he says, thanks to relatively low unemployment. And what can people expect at the gas pump?
Higher oil prices mean higher gas prices. So the bottom line is it probably will be bad for consumers.
For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Ali Budner.
A national anti-marijuana group has named Colorado as one of the states driving an increase in pot use in the U.S. workforce, specifically individuals responsible for keeping communities safe. That includes pilots, bus, and truck drivers. The data collected by Quest Diagnostics shows the biggest increase in pot use among workers to be in Nevada, Massachusetts, and California. This is 91.5 KRCC News.